6, tape 3. We're still the 24th of April.
Okay,
1995.
Okay, and my question at the end of slide 5 to you was the ending of the Voters League.
Well, the Voters League probably, for all intents and purposes, completed its work after the school code, after the after the vice hearings, and so I would say by 1916 or 17, certainly by World War One. I don't think the Voters League after 1919 was in any way active, as far as I know.
And was your grandfather the chairman the whole time of its existence?
The Voters League was formed in 1902. He was not the president when it was formed. He was one of the founding, he was one of the founders of it, and probably the principal person in it, but I think it was 1905 before he became the president.
And was he the president of the end?
He was the, yes, he was the president until 1920, and I don't think it was active.
Now the Chamber of
Commerce. I can give you the names. I have here the. You wanted the name of the. Let's see. In 1902, the president was S.W. Childs. The other vice president was H.D.W. English.
I have that here on our notes, yeah.
Second vice president, W.H. Nimick. These are all very prominent Pittsburgh families. There are Nimicks still around today. One of the Nimicks was president of the dollar and head of the dollar bank. Edwin Z. Smith, Curtis M. Willick. And then the executive, my grandfather was on the executive committee. One of the other prominent names is Henry C. Fones, who's founder of Oakmont Country Club. Fones family was active in Oakmont Country Club's history, and when they had the U.S. Open here, there was a big article about Henry Fones, F-O-W-N-E-S. At the time of the founding. The bishops and the rabbi were not members at that time. I think around 1905 or thereafter, they became members of the Voters League and on the executive committee.
In the Chamber of Commerce, do you remember when that Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce? You mentioned it, but I didn't get any dates on that in case you.
Well, what year he was involved in it?
I wanted to know when it started.
The Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce? I don't know the year.
Gal, do you have any other questions? Because I think we're going to turn the tape recorder off and waiting for Andy to get us some dates on the chronology. Okay, I'm going to turn it off.
Turn it off.
Minna Weil, who married
Isaac L. Weil.
L. Weil.
My great grandparents.
Right.
Was born. Minna was born on February 15, 1837, and she died March 8, 1925.
And she was a distant cousin?
No, Minna was my great-grandma.
No, but she was also a distant relative?
Oh, she
was a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have any information about her parents?
Her? Here's an article about Minna.
Will we be able to have?
You can have a copy of it.
Yeah. She was the accomplished pianist and teacher.
Jewish Criterion. Minna? She was educated in Munich, and at the age of 16 was married to Isaac L. Weil, who had immigrated to the United States, but was on a at the time on a visit to his former home in Bavaria. She came to this country as a bride, knowing no one but her husband.
But her brother came too, didn't she, Anne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they settled in Virginia. Let's see. I think I've told you all the other things.
Okay. Then I wanted Isaac when he died, her husband. And then their children.
This is a picture of my grandmother. This is a picture of my grandmother. That's not Minna, that's Cassie.
Okay, I'll turn it off. Okay, Andy is now going to give us a lot of dates, and we're just going to take them just the way Andy is reading them. There, it's yours.
Okay. All right. My great grandfather's genealogy. Samuel and Leah Weil were the first. Members of my family tree that I have records of, but I don't know their birth or death dates. Isaac L. Weil was born in 1822 in Bavaria. He was my great-grandfather. He's the one that came over to America in 1839. He was, as I say, born in 1822. He died in Pittsburgh on December 24th of 1892. He married Minna in 1853. He had a sister, Hannah, who was born on February 13, 1813, in Altenstadt. And she died July 30, 1892 in Richmond, Virginia. And great-grandfather had a brother, Jonas, who died in 1850 in Richmond. He was born in and Isaac had three children, whom I mentioned to you before. Elia Weil, born July 19, 1858, died September 17, 1938 in Pittsburgh. He was born in Keysville. He married Cassie Ritter from Youngstown in 1883. My great uncle was Nathaniel S. Weil, who was born in Keysville in 1854. And my great aunt Hannah was born in 1856. Hannah married Elias Guthman from Youngstown. And they had one child, Irving Guthman, and they had no children. He married but had no children. And Nathaniel never married and had no children. So the only children that my grandfather had were Aimé, that I mentioned, Elio Weil Jr., and my father, Ferdinand. Ferdinand Weil was born in April 23, 1890. Died in 19, I forget the date down here, 1939. He married my mother, Aileen Guthman, in 1917. And Aimee was my aunt. And she married Julian H. Stein. And they had two children, both of whom are living. And they all had children. So they're nieces and nephews, cousins. My father just had myself and my brother.
And your date of birth?
Pardon?
No, I'm going to get to that.
The date of birth of my father? Pardon? Was born on April 23, 1890. As I said, I don't have his death here, date of death.
That's what I was writing.
Leo Weil was my father's brother, Leo Jr. He was born in 1896 and died in 1946. My mother, you want anything about my mother's?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Need anything more on my father's side?
I don't think, you know, I'm interested in everything that you have to give me.
Okay. On my mother's side, Samuel Weil was the great-great-grandfather, I guess, and Janetta was his wife. I have here the spelling of Horben is H-U with umlaut, R-B-E-N.
That's what I thought. Horben. Mm-hmm.
Janetta apparently was born in 1804 and died in 1885, at the age of 80. And she had, let's see, 5 children. There was an Isaac who was born in 1830, and he came to the United States in 1847 or 1848. And went to Rochester and had a business called Guggenheim and Weil and the Weil Mineral Water Manufacturing Company.
I'll be darned. So bottling was in the genes.
Right. And then Minna was born in February 15, 1837. She married Isaac in 1853. She died March 8, 1925 in Pittsburgh. She was my great-grandmother. And then there was a Samuel who came with Minna. He died in 1903.
That was her brother?
Her brother, Samuel.
And he's the one that died of cholera?
No, that was on my grandfather's side.
Okay.
That was my great-grandfather's brother,
right,
Jonas.
Okay.
He went to Youngstown in 1876, and he died in 1903 in Youngstown. I forget what his wife's name was. They had three.
Was that the Ritter family?
No.
From Youngstown? No. It's later.
No, that's right. Isabella was born in 1829 in Germany, and she married Samson Levy in Richmond in 1854 and died in 1919 in Youngstown. Well, a lot of them ended up in Youngstown. And then there was a Mrs. J. Fellheimer from Ischenhausen, Bavaria. She was the one that never came over here. She married and stayed in Germany. Let's see. Samuel and his wife had three children, Mrs. B.L. Greenbaum, of Mount Vernon, New York, and Clara Weil of Youngstown, Ohio. And Minna Weil, Youngstown. Minna, I already mentioned eight.
There were two Minnas, weren't there?
Yeah, married my grandfather and great grandfather, and they had my grandfather and my uncle, great uncle Nathaniel, and a great aunt Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Isaac Weil had three children, and one of them was named Merle, M-O-E-R-E-L, Weil, of Chicago, Illinois, and he became well known for something. I think he was a successful businessman or something, I don't know what. And then they had a Hattie Weil. He married a Greenbaum. It was Hattie Weil Greenbaum, and they lived in Chicago. And then a Clarence Weil from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Okay, now what I would like... Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were...
Yeah, go ahead. That's
what I would like to know, I'd like to know when you were born.
Okay. I was born July 19, 1920.
In?
In Pittsburgh.
Okay. And Peggy?
Peggy was born in Pittsburgh on December 6, 1926.
Okay. And you're three children. By name, age.
Okay.
Please.
Wendy Thompson Weil was born December 6, 1954, and she's married to a Thomas C. Lee. They got married in 1988. Peter Andrew Weil was born October 2, 1957, in Pittsburgh, and he's married to a Jessica Shepherd. S-H-E-P-A-R-D. Their two children are Hannah Elizabeth, who were born in 1989, and Kate Shepherd, born July 10, 1991.
And your son's children?
And that's my son's children.
Oh, okay.
And
your daughter's children?
And Wendy's children, Thomas C. Lee, was born 1988, and then in 1994 she had another child. Turn off the tape.
All right, come on. In 1994?
Yeah, in 1994 Wendy had a second boy named Christopher.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us that you feel that we haven't asked you, or
I've kept you guys long enough?
Now that's up to you. Do you have any more?
No, I think you've got the whole works.
Okay.
I dumped the whole load on you.
That's been wonderful.
That's why we're here.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. He confirmed you?
No.
He was only. Why don't you start with the third vice president? He was only the fifth.
Okay. So he was the rabbi on the council.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wanted to know who the rabbi on the Voters League was.
Okay, no, you can start talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, the fifth vice president of the Voters League was J. Leonard Levy.
Who was the rabbi at Rhodes Scholem?
He was a rabbi at Rhodes Scholem. He served along with the Reverend Canavan and Reverend Cortland Whitehead. Reverend Cortland Whitehead was the bishop of Episcopal Church in Pittsburgh.
In town or in
Calvary?
Shady
Episcopal
Church.
Shady
Side.
Yeah. And Reverend Canavan.